This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Who's talking is on the air. Frank and Hobbo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for 7 with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either 2 or 3 of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's Big Ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday
like you deserve.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Cure, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, TheSaver.com, Canal Capital Management, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, James River Air, and Oaklea Press. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 16, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
All right, all right, all right. Who's Talking is back on the air. It's been a busy week.
What's happened?
I just got back from the ACC tournament. It almost killed me, literally and figuratively. Impressed that Duke, without two of their better players, managed to prevail. Was very surprised that Clemson, spit the bit and lost that game to Louisville.
Yeah, I did. I was guilty of not watching the game, but saw the score the next day, and it was a little bit surprised, not shocked, but obviously Louisville's had a great year.
Well, they have Chase Hunter, one of the better players in the league, and I would have thought at crunch time he would have been enough, but apparently the center did not have as good a game as he has, and Shefflin was not as effective as usual, but...
Well, don't forget, in 2019, Virginia lost the semifinal game to Florida State and then went on a 6-game winning streak. A win streak I will never forget. And I'm sure our first guest won't ever. Jerry Radcliffe, Mr. Wahoo coverage through the decades. You know, Jerry's been around almost as long as I have. Jerry, how old are you? No, I'm just kidding.
112. I think it's 112.
Well, I know one thing. You and I were sitting on the concourse after that that rock fight that Virginia lost to Georgia Tech, 66-60, I believe, was the score. And I remember looking at you going, I can't believe how many of these you've endured. But I felt like part of me was still dead on the floor dying.
It was
painful.
It was disappointing, even though the next day we would have played Duke and probably would have had no more success than Georgia Tech did. But, Jerry, obviously there's one big question at the moment. I know you. There's a question. So what are you hearing at the moment about the coaching search?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me who's going to be the starting quarterback this fall.
I think we know the answer.
That's an easy one.
I think we know the answer to that.
We want to know who is going to be the next basketball coach for the University of Virginia.
Well, that's a good question, guys, and I don't think there's but a handful of people that know, even if they know at this point. But if I were a betting man, I'd put my money on Ryan Odom at VCU, but I don't think it's safe to put your money anywhere right now because there's just so many factors involved, including possibly other schools wanting him as well. His name popped up on the Villanova list. That job became open this weekend, and somebody even mentioned his name with the Iowa job, which also opened up. I don't think he's in the running for the NC State job anymore,
They look like they have settled on two people.
I think they want Patino Jr.
NC State?
Yes.
I think NC State wants either Will Wade or Justin Gainey, from what I've been told.
Maybe, but I just got a funny vibe on that thing.
Will Wade, that's an interesting choice.
Boy, I tell you, I think that's a whole different can of worms. But,
you know, Jerry, everybody's sort of looking at Ryan Odom thinking he's the leader in the clubhouse, but if you had to pick someone else, if it's not Ryan Odom, who do you think it might be? I've got a list here that the paper put out the other day. Shaka Smart, Byington, Patino, Bob Ritchie, Ben McCollum. Is he kind of the dark horse candidate, the guy at Drake?
He's going to Indiana.
There's a lot of noise about McCollum. I don't know how serious a candidate he is, but I know he was on their short list. And I have to question that one because, yeah, he's won at Drake, and, yeah, he was great at Division II, but it's a big leap up into the ACC, especially if you're expected to contend with Duke and Carolina. And if you're an AD who can't afford to get this pick wrong, do you want to risk your career on a guy that's been in Division I basketball for 1 year? He might be the greatest coach of all time. I don't know.
But to be fair,
take that risk?
What is he, 30-3 this year?
Yeah, he's got a great record.
Yeah, I mean, he's got four Division II championships. He's not as great a leap as there are out there. I mean, I think Patino Jr., because of the struggles at Minnesota, you have to really do some research there. TJ Otzelberger, isn't that his name? What are people thinking about him? His name comes up periodically, but
he might be the most accomplished coach of anybody on the list right now. I mean, he's done wonders at Iowa State, and he rebuilt that program. It was in terrible shape when he took over, and he's put them in the NCAA for, I guess, 3 years in a row now, and they've been one of the better teams in the country over that span of time. I think he's an excellent coach.
Well, I think his name has come up a little bit recently, but I'm hearing from folks that are in the VCU world, and I've heard plenty of people in the UVA world who are behind the scenes, and they all say the same thing. They say it's a done deal. Ryan Odom will be the next head coach at UVA. Tell me why you think that would not be the case.
Well, I don't know that it wouldn't be, and I hope it is, because I like Ryan. I've known him since he was a ball boy for Terry Holland's teams back in the 80s at University Hall. I've continued to follow his career. I've talked to him a few times over the last few years, and his father, Dave, is one of my favorite people of all time. So certainly, if I had a personal choice, that's who it would be. I think he's an excellent coach. He's won everywhere he's been. He's an up-and-comer. If Virginia doesn't grab him, somebody else will. And, you know, they made that mistake by not hiring his father many moons ago. And you would hope they wouldn't make the same mistake twice. But, you know, if you're him, I don't know what he's looking for personally. It may be a done deal, and they're just waiting for VCU's season to come to an end before they announce anything. I don't know that for sure, but I've heard rumors like that about the same as you. Don't know what he might be looking for in a head coaching position. Certainly, I think growing up here and growing up in the ACC atmosphere, he would love to take over a program like this. But one thing the coaches tell me when they're getting ready to take on a new job is they feel like they have to be able to trust the AD and the president of the university and know that they have their back. That's one thing that coaches are pretty adamant about. There's also the question about NIL money and various other factors, but I don't think that's a roadblock for Virginia anymore. I think there's plenty of money there.
Well, one thing's for certain, it's been rumored to me that Virginia did not spend more than $2.5 million this year in NIL, and the Kevin Keats, who just got fired basically with prejudice by Corrigan down there at NC State, which should be a warning for anybody that takes the state job. Once they make up their mind down there, they get rid of you. But, you know, the state spent $2 million on NIL, and we know what Carolina has spent in recent years with Armando and folks like that. And we know this year Duke spent $14 million on this roster, and everybody's got to catch up to that. I mean, it's – look how deep Duke – they demonstrated beyond a shadow of a doubt you got to have more than two or three players.
I mean, they have depth, their players are all very good.
The forward that came off the bench on Saturday night had a field day.
Clearly John Shire is a good coach, but it's still true. Good players make good coaches. Jerry, just to follow up back to Charlottesville, who's going to make the decision on the new coach?
Search committee,
including who? Wally Walker and who else?
Well, I don't know who all is on the committee. I do know that Wally's heavily involved. I think they'll make a recommendation to Carla, and I imagine she will accept it. But it will be her final call. I guess she has to get approval from the BOV and the president. But I think they would take her recommendation on that. So I think it's her call.
Let's dig into that Board of Visitors and the president. They were at odds concerning Carla Williams receiving the extension, much less the 30% pay hike. Have things been smoothed over between the Board of Visitors and the president? Because if not, I think you've touched on something that concerns all Virginia fans, in that really Carla Williams does not have the support, I think, of most of the big donors and most of the fan base. And her hiring has not proven to be home run hitters. She's struggled mightily in women's basketball, and obviously Tony Elliott, great guy and everything, but he's only got 11 wins after 3 years. You can't really call that a home run. I mean, they're hoping that it's a breakthrough this year. They're spending a lot of money on NIL, and they got a lot of talent has come into the program. The question is, can he coach it? So then the bigger question here with basketball, which is most people would say Virginia is a basketball school. If that is the case, hopefully the search committee has the weight and the real influence in this situation, because if it's up to Carla Williams, that makes me nervous.
I believe the search committee has done its due diligence. I've heard various things from sources for a couple of months now about various members of that committee meeting with unofficially with potential candidates and sort of gauging their interest and all that sort of thing. Whether or not the BOV or where they stand as far as Carla goes, I don't know. I haven't really talked to anyone on the board lately, so I don't know if anything's been patched up there or not, but certainly that's a question to ask going forward. But
one thing,
search committee's done a good job.
One thing we do know, the Board of Visitors voted down the DEI initiatives and have given President Ryan, an ultimatum of having everything cleaned up within 30 days. And so I have talked to a member of the Board of Visitors about that topic, and they were very determined to get DEI overturned, and they have done that, and that will save the university $25, $30 million?
That may rear its ugly head again in another 2 or 3 years. We'll see how the election goes. Jerry, one quick question. Let's assume Ryan Odom is the preferred choice. VCU is sort of a Cinderella upset pick against BYU on Thursday. If they win that game, they likely would play Wisconsin. That's a game I think VCU might be able to win, too. How much does this throw a monkey wrench into this scenario if the Rams advance to the Sweet 16?
Well, if it's a secret done deal behind closed doors, probably nothing other than the fact that they will be behind in recruiting. I don't know what kind of arrangement Paula has made with the present staff as to whether they will be nursemaiding the players in the program now and trying to retain them, or if it's up to someone like Wally Walker or what. And the transfer portal opens up on the 24th. If there's no coach in place, then you're automatically behind there unless this present staff is doing the legwork. And I don't know that to be the case, but...
Well, hold on. Let's stop there.
Yeah.
You would have to think that a contingency plan is in place so that Jason Williford and Kyle Guy and, you know, I don't know, Brad Soderberg or something, and what's... I forget Vandross's first name.
Luther?
That's what I say. But oh. That's not it. He's stealing my joke. Mm. Typical Hobgood. But I would think that several of those have got to be kept in place until the new coach is hired. And if that is the case, they're already making moves to secure existing talent and at the same time communicating with others that are going into the portal. Right?
Yeah, you're right. Those kids might not be patient enough to wait to see what happens, especially if it's already in their minds that they might be thinking about leaving anyway. But some of them may want to wait and see who the next head coach is going to be before they make a decision. But I don't know that you can take for granted that even if those guys, the former staff is here taking care of that business, that there's any guarantees that people are going to stay.
That's right, because the new head coach is going to ultimately make that decision. Jerry, I should know this, but the portal period starts March 24th and goes through when?
April 22nd.
Okay, so it's almost a month. But at any rate, I know you got a 6:30 commitment. We got to let you go, but we really appreciate your time tonight and all the information you've shared. Jerry Ratcliffe, we're going to go to break right now. We got the Ortho Virginia Injury Report with Dr. Boyd Rawls coming up momentarily. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking. Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-8888.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. Our professional technicians have years of experience. We use the highest quality tools and equipment, and we have the resources to get the job done right the first time. You might think that would cost more, but it doesn't. It saves you time, saves you worry, and ultimately saves you money. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Ken Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraylin Family Head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
All right, let's do it. Who's talking? Season 16 with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Frank and Hobbo in studio.
Yeah, we apologize for that dead air. Our producer, Vince, his fiance is here, and Vince is just absolutely worthless.
Vince can't focus on anything.
You know, the man's young and in love.
Yes. He's just dropping everything left and right. All right. So the Cavaliers struggled to advance down in Charlotte. Now the waiting game, it's hurry up and wait. The athletic director terminated Ron Sanchez as he was flying, basically as he's flying back from...
I discussed that in the newsletter. I didn't think that was particularly classy. I think it would have been appropriate to wait until the team got back to Charlottesville and maybe call Ron into the office the next day. It's not like we have a new coach already. I mean, yeah. There's no rush.
Yeah. So the other thing I didn't like is I knew for a fact that she was in the arena because I saw her. Yet she did not attend the post-game presser, and that would have been a very classy move to show outward support for Sanchez, who served a tough year
as the
interim head coach under a lot of pressure.
He's a great guy. Everybody in the athletic department really likes him. I think he did a good job in a difficult circumstance. You know, we had a lot of young guys. We had a lot of new guys. So I think even
and we had a couple of guys that one guy that vacated before he got the job.
Worley, and that was a loss. I think he left because Coach Bennett left. But and there we'll always have speculation of how well would this team have done if Tony had stayed on the bench. That we'll never know. But still, you know, the program and there are a lot of questions. It's not only. We sort of got into this with Jerry Ratcliffe, but how many, if any, of the coaches will be retained? You'd like to think maybe Cal Guy, Isaiah Wilkins, and Jason Willifer, some of the UVA-connected guys would be able to stay. And then the big question remains, how many of the players will be back next year?
Well, if they want to keep players like Kofi and Sharma and Robinson, Day-Day, Rhodey and Sanders, much less Isaac McNeely, they better keep some of those guys.
And the hope would be that someone, be it existing assistant coaches or Carla or somebody in the athletic department, is trying to communicate to those guys and do everything they can to get them to postpone any decision until the new coach is revealed. You know, that would be ideal.
Well, clearly Virginia has their hands full right now as it's been a hurry-up-and-wait situation, and I think for big donors and little donors and ticket holders and so forth, this is kind of a stressful time.
It is stressful.
And it's completely different. You know, Virginia's gone to, what, 12 straight NCAA tournaments?
Well, it was a bind. I'm not sure it's 12 straight. I think there may have been an NIT in there sometime, but certainly under the Bennett regime, they have done extraordinarily well over the last decade plus. And we were talking before we came on air, Florida State and Miami both hired assistant coaches so they don't have to wait for the head coach to leave the existing program. And virtually all the people Virginia is thinking about are either in the NIT or the NCAA.
Well, it's interesting. Florida State went with Luke Locks, who was a former FSU player, and Miami took a Duke assistant coach, Jai Lucas. So anyway, all right, we're going to go to break here. Come back on the other side. We're going to talk a little football. We understand Bobby Call is still in the air, so he may not be able to join us tonight. But I've got plenty of football information to share with you. Stay with us. Who's Talking will continue shortly.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either 2 or 3 of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's Big Ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. What does it take to be a professional technician? Years of experience, dedication to the job, the willingness to listen, the skills to get the job done, and the confidence to guarantee results. It takes a lot to be a professional, but it doesn't take much to find one. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, TheSaber.com.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Welcome back. Who's Talking? Segment 3. Gotta love the Rolling Stones right there. That's a great song. All right. We're going to do the Olympic Sports Report early since our good friend Dr. Boyd Rawls of Ortho Virginia is going to join us towards the end of the program. First, we want to say thank you to our good friends at Fridays for being such fantastic, loyal sponsors. And I can tell you, I wish there had been a Fridays near the Spectrum down in Charlotte.
You could have used a little happy hour and hors d'oeuvre down there.
Gee whiz, the food inside there was okay.
Yeah, concession stands are not great.
Well, it's not that. There are all these separate businesses now.
Oh.
And they're doing their best, but it's just, it's not Fridays.
You know, I think they found out Hobbo was not coming to the tournament, and they downgraded. But at any rate, we thank Tony Grillo and Fridays, and they have three Richmond locations. And please stop by. As Frank said, both the food and the drink is sensational. But on the Olympic side, maybe the best news from my perspective, the baseball team that's gotten off to a little rocky start, they were on the West Coast playing the Cal Bears, lost the game Friday night, and they were behind 7-2 going to the top of the ninth inning, and rallied with 8 runs in the top of the ninth, ended up winning the game, and then they won on Sunday, so they took 2 out of 3, I think, the game Saturday. That's the kind of rally that can turn the season in the right direction. Obviously, Virginia baseball, very high expectations this season, and hopefully they'll live up to that the rest of the way.
And we want to take this time real quickly here to remind folks, as we do every year, we promote the UVA versus VCU baseball game that occurs at the Diamond every year. This year, the big game is on April the 8th. Tailgating will start at 5 p.m., and the UVA Club of Richmond, just go to their webpage, and you get the whole summary on what's available. But there'll be great food and drinks, and tickets and all that stuff is done electronically now. The first pitch for this game is scheduled for 6:30. 6:30, not 7. 6:30 p.m., and there'll be a lot of fun. I think the ticket pricing for club members is $12, and that includes all kinds of goodies for the tailgate. Hot hamburgers, hot dogs, chicken, pulled pork, barbecue, mac and cheese, coleslaw, cookies, and other goodies.
Good time had by all, especially if the Hoos beat the Rams. Back to last week's results. Unfortunately, men's lacrosse did lose to Maryland.
Oh.
The women's lacrosse beat Duke. Men's lacrosse this upcoming week, they have Albany and Utah, so maybe an opportunity with two games to get things headed back in the right direction. Baseball, we mentioned earlier, they play Richmond Wednesday and then have a 3-game series with Duke this coming weekend. And last but not least, the NCAA Swimming and Diving Championships are this week, with the Lady Hoos trying to win their 5th consecutive national championship. If they do that, that will be the 3rd team ever to win 5 straight NCAA swimming championships. And if they win, that would be Virginia's 35th NCAA team championship. And you had some news on it on track and field.
Well, let's slow down there, big fella. Men's track and field finished 6th at the NCAA indoors, the best finish in school history. And let me tell you something. This fella, Gary Martin, apparently had the meat of meats. He was the runner-up in the men's 3,000 meters. He also accomplished some other things in a variety of other disciplines. But Gary Martin, he sort of looks like Clark Kent. You know, he runs with his glasses on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and he at some point during the race, he takes off his vest, and he's wearing Superman jersey, and he flies around the track. So congratulations for the men's track and field team. And let me tell you something. It's a big deal. The track and field coach, Vin Lanana, one of my favorite names, he said, one of the most impressive things I saw was a number of our student athletes who came down and supported the team. So,
well, that's terrific, and as you've said many times, you know, track and field has not been a strength at Virginia through the years, so this new coach has done a terrific job.
So this was over the weekend at the Virginia Beach Sports Center, and so folks use their spring break, the students.
I think they were going to the beach anyway.
Yeah, but the fact that they went into the sports center to cheer on the Wahoos, that's a positive, because apparently Gary Martin heard them, and he ran like the wind.
Well, that's congratulations to him, and hopefully track and field will continue to have success throughout the spring. You wanted to
football.
Say a couple of things about spring football. We're 2 weeks into spring football.
Well, listen, things have now picked up steam. If we could have coordinated things a little bit better, and we had a couple things that didn't break our way in the last day or so, there was an open practice today up in Charlottesville, and I intend to go up for some of these open practices I think this team, there's a lot of excitement surrounding this team, and not a moment too late, because Tony Elliott needed this.
What do you hear about the new quarterback?
Well, Chandler Morris from North Texas is the real deal. And
he likes to throw the rock, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, 30-some touchdowns last year, and he's the kind of quarterback Virginia needs this year. They've rebuilt the O-line. Some of those guys have not been able to join practice yet. They're hoping, like, Noah Josie and some of those guys will be able to get healthy enough to join the newcomers so that everybody can get used to each other. But there is some good news concerning the spring game. There was some question that there might not be a spring game, but there will be a spring game in Scott Stadium on Saturday, April the 12th at high noon. And I believe the ACC Network will be covering it. And Virginia fans should go out there and support the team and get a good look at this team. And I understand you could pick out your seats with the help of VAF personnel who will be there on the property. Just contact the VAF in advance.
Pick out your seats for the season.
Yes. Yeah, okay. So there's some fluidity, and they're willing to help people that show up at the spring game will get to walk down and pick their actual seats. That's kind of cool. Also, I know that some of the equipment from last year is being put on sale, like jerseys and helmets, and all that is done, I believe, on the east side of the stadium, not the west side, but on the east.
I'd like to get a Virginia football helmet. I may have to go over and what's the price tag on that?
I don't know, but you would probably look good in a football helmet.
It would be hard to get my big head in one. It would have to be a big helmet. You know?
Well, those linemen are pretty big.
You know, my head is big because my brain is so large.
That's not what Linda says. That is definitely not. Linda didn't say
that. And exceptional, too. You know, but at any rate, well, you know, I think we're excited. You know, the season's kind of front-loaded with Coastal Carolina, then a road trip to NC State, William & Mary, Stanford, and FSU at home. So four of the first five games at Scott Stadium, so the team's got to get off to a good start.
No doubt they will, I believe. And I think NC State on the road is a winnable game. I'm going to tell you also believe it or not, tomorrow, March 18th, from 1:50 to 3 p.m., in the UVA Indoor Practice Facility, that's a.k.a. the George Welsh Facility, there will be the football pro timing day, and that's a big deal. And we know that Chico Bennett, Peyton Bunch, Aaron Famui, Tyler Neville, the tight end, Kobe Pace, the running back, defensive back, safety, Jonas Sanker, cornerback Kempton Shine, defensive back Corey Thomas, and wide receiver Chris Tyree will be put through their motions to find out if their times could be good enough to be considered for a good draft position.
You know, the problem with Hobo now is they don't time me with a stopwatch, they time me with a sundial.
We know that. We know that. We knew that because you didn't play defense.
Well, hey,
calling it like it is.
You know.
The one really good thing is football is right around the corner, and you know, why not plan on going down there, going to Charlottesville on April the 12th and catch a little football? All right, we're going to pivot back to basketball because this is the best time of the year for us Hoopster fans. And
it's the most wonderful time of the year, as Andy Williams would say.
All right, how about enough tomfoolery? Let's get into this. Duke got put into the East region. What do you think their chances are of making the Final Four?
I think very good. I think Duke's an exceptional team. I think maybe the favorite now is Florida. The Florida Gators are playing extraordinarily well.
I thought they looked great.
And, Auburn has lost three or four games recently, but they're still pretty good. And don't sleep on Calvin Sampson's University of Houston team. And one little trivia thing, and I was there in 2008 at the Final Four in San Antonio, but that was the last time four one-seeds made the Final Four. So it's not inconceivable. Another team to keep an eye out for is Ricky Pitino's St. John's Redmen. They're playing really well.
I talked about that today on Adam Epstein's show. I said that's a team to look out for because they put up 30 wins this year. And let me tell you something. They may not have played as many schools that are, you know, higher ranked in the AP poll and stuff. But you know what? They are flat out good. All right.
They really defend, which is a good thing in March.
I'm going to tell you, in the Midwest, Houston is all that, but they got to get past Gonzaga and Clemson on their side of that opening weekend bracket. Also, Tennessee is at the bottom of that bracket, and I think if Houston goes up against Tennessee, you will see the best defensive game of the tournament.
And we have to mention, I mean, the Southeastern Conference, what, 14 bids?
And you know what?
It's amazing.
As far as I'm concerned, that's three or four bids too many.
Does Maloney have any thought about Carolina getting in the tournament?
I thought Carolina...
You saw them play in person, didn't you?
I did. At times, they looked like a team that could be top 10.
Well, give him credit, in the last several weeks, they've pretty much beaten everybody except Duke. It's hard to beat Duke.
They just don't match up with Duke. Carolina went into the portal trying to find a center in the offseason. And let's face it, Hubert Davis did not find the center he wanted. He waived a lot of money. He went after four guys, did not get any of them. And this team from Carolina, that's their only weakness. They're like a donut. They're perfect on the perimeter. But
they still have some skilled player, particularly in the backcourt. And give them credit. They were down 24 against Duke. Came all the way back. And if the guy doesn't do a lane violation, the game probably goes to overtime.
You know what? That poor guy, he will be chastised the rest of his life.
I think he's happy they made the dance. And
yes.
He has a chance to redeem himself. I think Carolina plays tomorrow night in the first four. Now, the one thing about the first four, with Carolina playing as well as Texas, that'll certainly help the TV ratings for the games in Dayton.
No question. I think there's some very good teams to keep an eye on. I thought Louisville got a raw deal on their seeding. That was not right.
Yeah, they're
seven
in the eight,
or something.
8-9 game, and we'll play Auburn if they beat Creighton. So that's a tough draw.
There's no way they should have been seeded that low, and that's what happens when you put too much emphasis on one conference. Just for history's sake, let's point out, the most teams ever selected for one conference was 11. And so this is just an overdose for the SEC this year.
It's crazy at 14.
I just think it's all wrong. And we're going to have some fun making fun of the SEC losers.
We'll see how the SEC performs in the tournament.
I have a feeling the ACC is going to do fine. All right, we've got to go to break. Come back on the other side. We've got the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. Stay with us. Who's talking? Final segment coming.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. There are lots of things that can go wrong with a heating and cooling system. We've seen them all. Whether you're installing a new system or servicing an old one, we have the professional technicians to get the job done right. Guaranteed, or your money back. Don't worry if things go wrong with your system. Relax, knowing we'll make it right. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Crank it up! Woo! NCAA tournament this week. Gotta love it.
Hey, the big dance. It really is. It used to be my favorite time of the year. Now, it was more fun when Virginia was in the tournament, but that takes some of the emotion out of it, and you just watch the games and enjoy it.
You know what? We can't do all of it. We've done everything we could this year.
Well, the one thing about it, this is the 6th anniversary of maybe one of the happier moments of my life when we won that game against Texas Tech in overtime.
You were in a coma for weeks.
I was probably in shock, you know, because that was an amazing tournament. The win over Purdue, the win over Auburn, the win over Texas Tech, almost three miracle games.
I'll never forget seeing you run around down there on the corner at UVA. How did you get up there so fast? I saw you running around on the court. You were wearing a trench coat, which was kind of weird. But
well, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You climbed up on that stoplight. I saw you.
Hey, we were still waiting for Dr. Rawls. I think we have him. Hey,
Dr. Rawls is on the line.
Ortho Virginia injury report. He's officially here. Boyd Rawls.
Right. Boyd Rawls.
One of our favorite people.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, we're asking this question, Boyd, on behalf of our friend Dr. O. You know, he's a dookie.
Uh-huh.
But Cooper Flagg obviously injured his ankle down there in Charlotte. Frank was there. It didn't look like he had a boot or anything on, did he?
You know what? What's really strange is you couldn't see him on the bench very clearly because of where all the other people were.
Okay.
So I couldn't really see his foot. I'm assuming he had to be in a boot at times just to protect it from a re-injury.
Well, Boyd, what do you think? I assume...
Oh, by the way, Duke declared over the weekend... In a formal release from their assistant AD to the NCAA committee that Cooper Flagg was going to be available and would play in the tournament.
Well, good. Good for him. I think there's some thought he may or may not play in that 116 game, depending on how much progress he makes. But assuming it's not a high ankle sprain, might have just been a twisted tendon or something in the foot, what do you think his likelihood of coming back at 100%?
I was about to flip a coin to see if we were going to talk about concussions or high ankle sprains.
We were not going to throw the concussion at you again. We think you're in the concussion protocol, so I don't think that would be fair of us to do that to you again.
Well, you know, the last time you were on, you talked about my trigger thing and my thumb, which I need to come see
about, by the way.
Come on,
we'll fix it.
Habbo was very concerned that the advice you gave over there wasn't enough to convince him to come in to your, office.
Boyd is the absolute best. I have seen Boyd on a professional basis, as has my wife, and we are both highly satisfied. So if anybody has a hand or wrist or whatever situation in that regard, go see Dr. Boyd Rawls. He'll fix you right up. That's a Habbo endorsement.
God, that what a suck up. Can you believe that?
That's mad.
Oh, God.
That goes a long ways, man. Oh, all right.
Listen, I apologize to our listenership for that. Boyd, let's talk about Cooper Flagg in all seriousness. It was a very awkward angle that he went up for the ball, and then he came down suddenly, and I think he hit somebody's foot, didn't he, Habbo?
It looked like he may have landed on somebody else's shoe. That's a pretty common. That's why I thought it might be a tendon. Sometimes you can pull a tendon in the foot. When you land on somebody else's
foot. Or break a bone. You can break a bone.
Well,
in your
there's
foot.
A lot of bones down there. If he did that, he wouldn't be playing in the NCAA.
Those are metatarsals, Habbo.
Well,
how about that?
Spell that. No.
I can do that quite easily. So Boyd, let's assume that he did not rip all the ligaments to shreds, that somehow he had the proper ankle support from his shoes and he had taped his ankle correctly or braced it correctly. What do you think has taken place since that game? And he didn't play in the rest of the ACC tournament. What have they been doing to try to help him?
Well, usually that, and I mean, it sounds like it's probably, you know, some degree of an ankle sprain. You're right. Some of the tendons on the, you know, outside of the inside of the ankle can be injured with that kind of mechanism too, but yeah, usually with these ankle sprains, at least the ones that aren't real, real bad, you know, the first step is to manage some of the swelling and, you know, some of the initial discomfort with, you know, heat and ice and stuff like that, kind of staying off of it. And then we start to kind of rehab some of the muscles, you know, kind of around the ankle that help dynamically stabilize things. And that's with the, you know, the big rubber bands, the TheraBands and things like that. So I'm sure they've got all that stuff dialed in. And, you know, it sounds like they're pretty hopeful, you know, for the tournament, so that's good news.
Plus, you know, with all the other type of supports that they have today, you know, back in my day, the Aircast was an innovative design, right, and then some other products came along after that. They'll find a way to protect him against further injury, but he will be limited in terms of his acceleration and his ability to elevate off the floor. And no question about it, you know, if they can get 75% out of him, he's still better than, you know, 85% of players out there. One thing's for certain, everybody found out that Con Knepel can play, didn't they? Habbo? Jim Hobgood?
Absolutely.
Jim, you're still listening? Are
we still on the show?
Yeah, this is still Who's Talking.
I was just looking. I was always doing my research, just assuming Duke wins their first game. They will play the winner of Mississippi State Baylor in the 8-9 game.
And they will need him for that game.
Yeah, probably after you get through the first game. Baylor, a recent national champion, so they have a good historic program.
All right, we want to take this moment real quick to thank you, Boyd Rawls, and all your colleagues there at Ortho Virginia for being such fantastic supporters and sponsors of the show.
Yeah, glad we were able to catch up with you, Boyd.
Thank you. All right.
Absolutely.
Next week's show, we hope to have Paul Collins joining us. Dr. O will be our injury report from Ortho Virginia.
And we expect to have Wally Walker if we have a coach.
Stay with us. Who's Talking returns next Monday at 6 o'clock.
Thanks for listening.
Go Hoos.
All right, let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.